Time now for Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Tonight, moderator Dana Rodriguez is joined by two panelists, cinematographer and educator Cameron Shaw and technical editor Kira Pace.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
And now, here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Joanne, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. First of all, I want to say thank you very much for those of you who joined KLW and donated to the station and told them how much you love Minds Over Matter. We raised almost $3,000 last Sunday, so I'm very happy about that. So my thanks to you, and now you're going to see what you got for your money. So we'll try to give you a good show over the next hour, and if KLW ever gives you a hard time, you can say, I donated money to your station, so just do it the way I want. All right, well, thanks for that. Anyway, we appreciate it very much. And we will not forget you for that, and we will give you the best show we possibly can. Also want to remind you that Minds Over Matter is here on KALW, thanks to you. And I want to give you our email address, which is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. That is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That is the numeral one. That's mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. You can email us anytime. I would love to know some of you who did make donations. I'd just like to say thank you. If you feel like doing that, then let me know. Also, the two numbers to join us tonight are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. It's a great time to call. It always is at the start of the show. We want to take as many calls as we can. We want to hear from you. So please, by all means, give us a call as soon as you can, and we will get you on. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Also want to remind you that if you want to hear the live stream, that is at kalw.org. And the podcast, Joanne's going to be with us for the foreseeable future. She's going to be engineering. So I don't know how she is wrestling with Grove, but hopefully that'll work out well. I know it's a challenge for everybody. But we will have that podcast up in a reasonable amount of time after our show tonight. And that will be at kalw.org and many other places. Many, many other places, but start with KLW. I'm sure they would appreciate that. We are going to start with a round of introductions and then a round of questions. First of all, happy Pride Day, everybody. We hope you had a lovely Pride Day. I saw part of the parade, so that was nice, and I hope you did too. So, okay, here's the first. Kira Pace would like to return this past week to the manufacturer. It's defective. Yes. I'm afraid there are no returns.
Well, then I'd like to speak with the manager, please.
All right. Yes.
First of all, happy Pride to everybody.
Happy Pride.
Yes. Cameron Shaw is trying really hard not to make a grandiose political statement in her Minds Over Matter intro. Instead, she wishes everyone a happy World Refrigeration Day, which she celebrated earlier today by refrigerating all her groceries.
I did. It's an important day. Yes. And with the Gay Pride Parade being held in June, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, can truthfully say that pride goeth before the fall.
All right. Indeed. And thank you. I don't use biblical quotes very often, but there you go. And that is us. And we'll begin the questioning with Kira Pace.
Okay. I have a list of items where the names are the same. So I'm going to give you two pairs of things, or I'm going to give you actually six pairs of things, and each pair has the same name. So you just tell me what name these things share. And again, there are six of them. The first is Kay Kwan's character in The Goonies and a primary character on Star Trek The Next Generation. That's the first pair. Their names are the same. The next one is Captain Waring's ship in The Black Swan And Steve Bonnet's ship in Our Flag Means Death. They have the same name. The third is David Cronenberg's 1996 adaptation of a J.G. Ballard novel, and a 21st century Best Picture Oscar winner. They have the same names. Number four is a Roger Corman penned movie from 1954, directed by and starring John Ireland, and a 2001 movie that spawned a franchise. Number five is the professional name of an actor with two Oscars, one for acting and the other as a producer, and the birth name of an actor with an Oscar nomination. And number six is a 20th century actress who is still alive and a 16th century wife who died. So those are the six pairs that I have. Names are the same. Do you have any of them?
All right, you better go through that. That's a long list. So go through it once more.
Yes. Okay. Kei Kwan's character in The Goonies and a primary character on Star Trek The Next Generation. Number two is Captain Waring's ship in The Black Swan, plus Steve Bonnet's ship in Our Flag Means Death. Number three is David Cronenberg's 1996 adaptation of a J.G. Ballard novel, plus a 21st century Best Picture winner. Number four is a Roger Corman penned movie from 1954, directed by and starring John Ireland, and a 2001 movie that spawned a franchise. Number five is the professional name of an actor with two Oscars, one for acting and the other as a producer, and the birth name of an actor with one Oscar nomination. And number six is a 20th century actress who is still alive and a 16th century wife who died.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cameron, if you have one.
I have two, but I'll just do one to start. I almost had a Kei Kwan Kwan or Kei Hui Kwan question today too. I'm glad I didn't use it. So his character in The Goonies is Data.
That is correct.
The same as in Star Trek.
Spider. Yep. Yes. Nice job. That is a bell. And I appreciate that you took a television question.
Thank you. And it's also a film question.
True.
Yeah. Go ahead, Dana. No, right. It's okay.
Let's see. The Roger Corman, I think this is right. The Roger Corman one and the series, that's the Fast and the Furious,
It is the Fast and the Furious. The first installment of which was about like VCR, it's like stolen VCRs. What?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think if I had a, all right, I have to think about the other ones. As much as people get tired of hearing the list, so you better give them once more.
Well, Cameron, you said you might've had a second one.
Sure. The Cronenberg movie is Crash.
That's correct.
Okay. That's good.
The adaptation plus the 21st century Best Oscar winner. That is correct.
Right. Yeah.
So the three I have left are, number one, Captain Waring's ship in The Black Swan, plus Steve Bonnet's ship in Our Flag Means Death. Number two is the professional name of an actor with two Oscars, one for acting and the other as a producer, and the birth name of an actor with one Oscar nomination. And number three is a 20th century actress who's still alive and a 16th century wife who died.
Well, the 16th century wife, is that one of the wives of Henry VIII?
Who's the actress then?
Well, it's not Anne Boleyn. Catherine Parr.
I would say, is it Catherine Howard? Is there an actress
Catherine
named
Howard?
Catherine Howard?
Not that I'm aware of.
Catherine of Aragon.
No. Who are we missing here?
Someone should take a look at.
Jane Seymour, of course.
Jane Seymour.
There you go.
Nice job, Joanne.
Good job.
So, yeah, good, Joanne.
Dr. Quinn,
medicine woman. Indeed.
And wait a minute. Yeah, right. And the, I was just going to answer something and I forgot what it was.
We didn't leave the two out for that.
Oh, yeah, the Black Swan. But the Black Swan was the name of the ship.
No, that the Black Swan was the name of the enemy ship. It's not the name of Captain Waring's ship.
All right. Okay. Mm. All right. But there was a ship named the Black, I mean, that was.
Sure,
that
the was movie's named after
Captain
it.
Captain Morgan's ship. Where Jamie Waring was the second in command in the Black Swan. So, all right, okay, that out. And Cameron, you go ahead.
Okay. After after Kira complimented me for taking a TV question, I'm going to go right back to film. So recently, I was looking through a list of people who are on stamps, and there are 12 film directors and 2 producers to have been featured on American stamps, and I'm wondering who they are. I will give you the hint that some of the directors also act as producers, but there are only 2 that are exclusively producers.
Are they all American producers, or are there some Brits, for example?
They are not all American born. They have all worked in America.
Hitchcock was on a stamp.
Yes, Hitchcock is one of them.
That's where I was going, my friend.
Yes. There. Yes. So there are 11 directors left and 2 producers.
So could the directors also be actors?
Yes, they could be.
Orson Welles.
Yeah.
Yes, that is one.
Sorry, I needed to take that low-hanging fruit quickly. All right.
And is Olivier one?
No, he is not. Okay. It's not yet.
I'm sorry, you said 10 directors, 2 producers, right?
There are 12 directors total, but we've gotten 2 of them. So there are 10 left.
Oh, 12. Yes. Okay. So you didn't say anything about producers, and I just totally made that up.
There are 2 producers.
Oh, okay. So 12 directors, 2 producers?
Yes.
Producers. Would one of the producers be David Selznick?
Yes. David O. Selznick is one of them.
Okay. Leave that then.
But what about John Ford?
John Ford is one of them. Good job. Very good. So we have 9 directors and 1 producer left. So,
all right, that out. Yes. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Tom and Debbie in Berkeley. Good evening.
Good evening.
And Bergman as one of the directors?
No, he's not. That's a great guess, but he is not on there.
Okay, that was just a random guess. So I a couple quick questions. Surveys indicate that what percent of the American adult population has tattoos?
Oh.
20.
Hmm.
Do you want to give me a high-low on that, 20?
I'm sorry, did you, was that a guess? Did you say 20?
Yes, my guess was 20% of American adults.
Higher, according to...
Okay. Is it really higher? I would have thought it was lower, to be honest.
I was surprised by the statistic. It's a third.
You only need one. There are plenty of people who have one.
With apparently a quarter of Europeans.
Wow.
But so my second question, Snoop Dogg employs full-time a gentleman who, I think he's just got a raise, in fact, but he was at $50,000 a year. And what does this person do for Snoop Dogg?
Does he roll his joints?
Exactly. He's hired a personal blunt roller.
There you go.
Full-time job, and apparently came up because to keep pace with inflation, he got a raise.
Rightly so. It's probably not an easy job.
Well, there you go.
Good on Snoop Dogg for keeping up with inflation.
Yep.
Unusual relationship with Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg and businesses and parties. Quick question, I guess, Dana. Did you ever hear from the couple that wanted to be the studio audience members?
I did not.
Sorry. It was an intriguing concept.
I will ask again. We had a couple that emailed us that they were going to get married and spend their honeymoon in San Francisco, and they were wondering whether they could come down and sit in. They thought we had a studio audience, which we really don't. Lori sometimes talks about his wife, Sue, as his studio audience. But I would be okay, having them come to the studio and they could sit there and watch the show being done, although we're doing it by Zoom tonight. But so if they get in touch, I would be glad to talk to them about that. So.
No, I would be very intrigued by it. But and is there any further talk of time change for the broadcast? That some weeks ago you brought that up, I believe, or am I?
There, no, you're quite right.
There's always talk.
There's always talk. How it's going to happen, I'm not sure. There is a new schedule that's going to go up over the next few months. I am hoping that the fact that we raised a bunch of money last week would tell our kindly management that why not leave the show where it is, where it's doing the most good. So I hope they will take some message from that.
Well, I contributed. I think I forwarded you a copy of the acknowledgement of it and made a point of singling out the show, which is a great one. I appreciate your time and patience with my questions, and keep up the great work.
But don't worry, I'll keep you posted if we hear.
I'll just keep listening.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Good evening.
All right. Good evening to you. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. for now, anyway. And our panel tonight, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Cameron Shaw, teacher and cinematographer. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. The two numbers to join us with a question or answer, and we do want to hear from you, are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. So we urge you to call as soon as possible so we can take as many calls as possible because we do want to hear from you. Okay, let me give you a couple of questions here. You may remember a few weeks ago I asked about the most stolen or shoplifted non-food item in the United States, and they turned out to be razors, by the way. So now I'm going to ask, what is the single most shoplifted food item in the United States? It's a food, obviously. The single most shoplifted food item in the United States. It's an item that has different kind. I mean, it's the same basic item with different kinds of it. But anyway, so what is the single most shoplifted food item in the United States as of, this is according to the American Retail Federation.
The gum?
I was going to say gum too.
The gum's a good guess, but no, not gum.
Okay. How about soda?
No.
Bottled water?
No. So again, what is the single most shoplifted food item in the United States, according to the American Retail Federation? All right. Second question. I'll give you my list question. I was looking at various information relating to movies around the world, and I ran across this. So this is a list of favorite foods sold in movie theaters in different countries. So what I want you to do is tell me the country that you think this food is popular in. And remember, all these foods are sold in movie theaters in different countries. Not the United States is not one of them, and there are no repeats. So here we go. Number one, dried cuttlefish.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Number two, fried ants, as in A-N-T-S. Number three, sugared popcorn. Number four, tongue-numbing licorice. Wow. It's licorice that has
It's got
ammonium chloride in it, which numbs the tongue. Number five, sardine crackers. And number six, chicken feet. Now, these are all very popular foods sold in movie theaters in different countries, so the way we would have raisinettes here. So I want you to tell me the countries involved. No repeats. Number one, dried cuttlefish. Number two, fried ants. Number three, sugared popcorn. Number four, tongue-numbing licorice. Number five, sardine crackers. And number six, chicken feet. And I'll give you each one guess.
Okay. Go ahead, Kira, if you have one.
Well, I think I have a couple. I'm going to... Tongue-numbing licorice is a 1 in 4 situation. So if I don't get it, someone else can call in with another country from that region. But let's go with Sweden.
No, it is a European country, but it is not Sweden.
Oh, it's a Scandinavian country.
It is not a Scandinavian.
It's not home.
Oh. No. Mm-mm. Okay.
They are it's their possible. There.
I will say it's possible since they didn't say what other countries it may be available in, but it was listed as a particular favorite in this country, which is not in Scandinavia.
In our house, that licorice is called punishment candy. And whenever we go to that area, we bring it back for people.
And
this does not sound great. I'm not going to lie. I am going to guess, because I once had a friend go on vacation here and tell me about sardine crackers. Is sardine crackers Jamaica?
It is not Jamaica.
Okay. Oh.
So once more, the two questions are, what is the single food item that is most shoplifted in the United States, according to the American Retail Federation? And in what countries are these extremely popular food items sold in movie theaters? Number one, dried cuttlefish. Number two, fried ants. Number three, sugared popcorn. Number four, tongue-numbing licorice. It's tongue-numbing because it has ammonium chloride in it. Number five, sardine crackers, and number six, chicken feet. So, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I like to say yuck, yuck, and more yuck for all of that stuff. But I think the chicken feet is China, because I had a girlfriend at one time, and we used to go to Chinese restaurant in, I believe it was in Albany, and they had...
Yeah. You are right.
Yeah. I hate it, though. I didn't like to look at the dish. Okay, yeah, people eat all kind of weird stuff, really do. So this is not, to start with a question, when I heard the word VCR. VCR came out in the early to mid-70s. How much were it then? Do you remember? Your basic VCR.
Oh, boy.
Are you talking Betamax or VHS?
Either one, Betamax or VHS.
Betamax, I think, was more.
This is really a comment. 1500. Some were as much as 2,000. A cheap one was 1,000. But then how much you bought a house in Berkeley at the time? How much is the average flat land house in Berkeley?
In the 1970s? $20,000.
Yes. $25,000. What happened?
Oh, good.
This is totally unbelievable. This is not real. A house that one of my friends paid $25,000, you're right, in 1970-something, he sold it for almost $2 million a couple of months ago. That is ridiculous. You can never pay for that. Okay, the actual question is, there's two craters on the moon named after this great Egyptian mathematician, philosopher and astronomer woman. What is her name? They're actually craters on the moon. Dana, you mentioned her name many times before. The famous?
It's not Hatshepsut, it's somebody else.
I bet you.
Okay. It is?
She actually, that woman, she proved not only that... planet go around Earth in not around the sun, but also in elliptical orbit, which is what Copernicus and Kepler claimed they did. It wasn't there. It was their work. One very quick question to your audience, please. Okay, so when Jack Ruby shot Harvey Oswald and killed him in Dallas after assassinating President Kennedy, which was a very sad story, Jack Ruby said a couple of words. I ask your audience. I want your audience to call you and tell you what the few words Jack Ruby said just after shooting Harvey Oswald. Thank you. Always a great show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye bye.
Bye bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Feel free to give us a call 415-841-4134. Or toll free 866-798-8255. We would like to hear from you. And let's see, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Fran.
Hi, Fran.
San Francisco. Hiya. I have a question starting with this word beyond, okay? Beyond is going to go for three different three-word sayings. One is beyond... is a Broadway play. One is beyond, which means an acceptable standard. And the other beyond is a popular song or something very wide. Does anybody know?
So you mean the word beyond is in each of these titles?
It goes
saying.
Beyond V, yes, beyond V. Those are the first two words. And there's a last word, and each one starts with the word beyond the One
like
is a
Beyond
play.
The Pale.
Yes, the... Beyond the Pale. Yes, that's an acceptable standard. Yeah.
Is there a Broadway play about Bobby Darin called Beyond the Sea?
Beyond the Sea, that's the song. That's right.
The song. Sorry. Okay, I was thinking it might be a play, but okay.
Oh, well, there's a Betty Davis movie called Beyond the Forest, which was, I think was originally a play, but that may not be the one you're thinking of. And there's a...
there's another play, too, but I'll take that one if I don't know that one. There's another play.
Beyond. Is the other play on Broadway, is that Eugene O'Neill by any chance?
No.
Okay.
It was a comedy, sort of a... I can't get the word. It was like sarcastic, you know, comedy.
Hmm. Oh, beyond. No,
it was
I don't
British,
know.
British.
Beyond. I don't know.
Beyond the Fringe. It was called Beyond the...
All right.
With Dudley Moore and Peter Cook, yeah. And my second question is, I'm back to state capitals again. You got them all last week, and I have now the letter H. And I have four state capitals with that letter.
So Hawaii is one with Honolulu.
Yeah, Honolulu.
Right. Helena, Montana.
Good.
Uh-huh.
What are we missing here?
You're saying they start with the letter H, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hmm? And what else are we missing here? Oh, I'm sure it's something very easy.
I'm going down the coast right now.
So no,
in the East
Coast.
Hartford, Connecticut.
Hartford, Connecticut.
Yeah.
You got that all in less than a minute. That's bell for everybody. Thank you.
Well, don't forget there were three of us working on it. So
I didn't get any. You guys.
That was mostly Dana. Nice job.
Okay, everybody. Thank you. And I'm so glad you raised the money. And I think that it is wise to stay on at the right time, which is probably 5 o'clock Sunday. Thank you all.
Thank you, Fran.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thanks,
your help.
Fran.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Feel free to give us a call. We would love to hear from you with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. And Kira, I believe it's your turn.
All right. Jennifer Hudson recently became an EGOTer. For what four things did she win these four major awards? So I want to know her Emmy, her Grammy, her Oscar, and her Tony. You have a couple choices for Grammy because she's won two.
Yeah. Okay. Well, her Oscar, I believe, was for... oh my gosh, I'm completely blanking on the name.
Then you're correct.
Dream
Girls. Yes, that is
Dream
correct.
Girls.
Dream
yes.
Girls.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
And I just read an article about this. I should know this, but I can't bring the others to mind. So
I'll add that two of her awards are actually as a producer. So she's won one award as a singer, one award. Well, actually, her Grammy, one as a singer, one as a...
Oh, I should have remembered this because I actually saw the show last week. So last week the Tonys were on. She just won the Tony for. She was a producer for
two of her awards for production.
Ugh, I forgot. Let me think of the name of the show now. A Strange Loop.
That is correct. She got her Tony for A Strange Loop. So we have two bells there: her Oscar and her Tony. So just need to know what she won her Emmy for, and or either of the things she won a Grammy for.
Okay. No, the Grammy's a little harder. Okay.
You'd think it would be. It's actually not.
It's actually
not at all harder.
Okay.
Did she win the Grammy as in ensemble or as a individual?
She's won two Grammys and one for each. One as an ensemble and one as an individual.
Do either of them have to do with the Dreamgirls cast recording?
No.
No, okay.
Not that cast recording.
Okay, got it.
All right. Okay, leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Lois in Berkeley.
Hi, Lois.
Yeah, I was just want to catch you up on something you talked about last week, the There's No There There monument. Mm-hmm. There is one on the corner of MLK, Adeline, and Stanford, where Berkeley and Oakland meet. And they're behind a fence. It's right where the BART comes up out of the goes down onto the ground. It's a grassy area surrounded by a tent colony. And there are woods made out of steel. They're about 7 or 8 feet high each, and one says here and one says there.
Oh. Well,
thank you very much. I appreciate you telling us that.
Okay. I'm glad you're on at 5 o'clock. It's perfect for me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi. I have a couple of questions about aviation. I've recently gotten into aviation, and I'm sure you guys can tick most of these off pretty quickly, but they have to do with airlines. So I'm going to say the name of the airline and what, and you name the country that they do most of their operations out of. I've got a bunch of them, but I'm going to limit it to about 5 or 6.
All right.
So I'll start with easy. Lufthansa.
Germany.
Germany.
Yes. Qantas.
That's
Australia.
New Zealand. Yeah, you're
Australia.
Right.
Maybe it's New Zealand.
No, you're right. It's Australia.
Yes. KLM.
That's Dutch. Netherlands.
Netherlands.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Okay, now I'm going to get a little harder. Lion Air.
Lion.
Well, Ryan, you mean Ryan, R-Y-A-N? Oh. Ryan Air?
No, lion, like the lion.
Oh,
in,
lion.
The jungle.
Is that like Ethiopia, perhaps?
No.
That's not bad. How about Sri Lanka?
Oh, that's good. That's good,
or closer geographically than Ethiopia.
Malaysia? Oh. Malaysia?
It's Indonesia, so right next to
okay.
All right, that's good.
Cathay Pacific.
Well, that's
China.
Taiwan. No, I think that's Taiwan.
Oh, okay.
Nope.
It's not
Did you say Taiwan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I found.
Okay.
And it's not China?
No, it's not China.
No.
Is it Hong Kong?
Yes, it's Hong Kong.
Okay. Nice job.
All right.
Okay, and I'll give you two more.
A group effort.
Bamboo.
Bamboo?
Bamboo, yes.
Bamboo, like the plant?
Yes, like what the pandas eat. Yep.
Never heard of Bamboo Airlines.
Never. I mean, Go ahead, Dana.
No, it's just a guess. It's just a total guess. Is it something like Vietnam or something like that?
It is. It's Vietnam.
Oh, good.
Good okay. guess.
And the last one I'll give you, this is what started me on my path because I was like, where is this airline? It's called Air Astana.
Oh, Kazakhstan. No, what?
Sorry?
I was going Kazakhstan, which...
Yes, you are correct. It's Kazakhstan.
Good.
Good job.
All right, Belgrade.
Yeah, and I also wanted to let you know I did donate, and I was going to issue a challenge last week because I became a member to issue to other people who listen to you from out of state who are not in California or in the Bay Area, my other listeners who call from other places in the country, because I wish we had a show like this where I live. Thank you.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Where do you live, may I ask?
I live in the Tampa Bay area of Florida.
Florida! Oh, awesome. Wow. I love when people from Florida call. It makes me happy that like people in Florida are participating in trivia because I lived there for a very long time and it was hard to find trivia there.
Oh, yes. So thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
And we are a little past halfway, so let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Kira, we'll start with you.
All right, so I have a couple of names, the sames, that are still open. The first pair is Captain Waring's ship in The Black Swan and Steed Bonnet's ship in Our Flag Means Death. They have the same name. The other one is the professional name of an actor with 2 Oscars, one for acting and one as a producer, and the birth name of an actor with 1 Oscar nomination. Also, Jennifer Hudson recently became an EGOTer. For what four things did she win these four major awards? And Dana and Cameron already got her Oscar and Tony, which were for Dreamgirls and A Strange Loop, respectively. Looking for either of the things she got a Grammy for and the things she got an Emmy for.
All right. And okay. Cameron.
Okay. I am looking for 9 more directors and 1 film producer who are featured on American Stamps. They are not all American born, but they did all work in the United States.
I'm going to give you one more of Jillian's guesses, which is John Huston.
Yes, John Huston. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that in the chat? I didn't see that, Joanne. I'm sorry. John Huston, good job.
All right, very good. And according to the American Retail Federation, what single food item is the most shoplifted in the U.S.? So it's a single food item. Comes in various sizes. Comes in various kinds. What single food item is the most shoplifted in the United States? And I gave you some popular theater foods, you know, it's sort of like Raisinettes in the United States. And I want you to tell me, in what countries are these popular theater foods, movie theater? What we have left are dried cuttlefish, fried ants, sugared popcorn, tongue-numbing licorice, thanks to ammonium chloride, and sardine crackers.
Can I take another guess at that?
Yeah. Yeah.
The fried ants, is that Taiwan?
It is not. It's actually not in the Far East. I guess I can certainly understand why you would think that, but no, it's not.
Can I take another guess too?
Yeah.
Is a dried cuttlefish Japan?
No.
No.
Okay. What?
No.
Outrage.
Yep. All right. And let's see. I'm trying to remember who's. I think it's your turn, Cameron.
Yes. Okay. There are 2 countries where the demonym, so the name of people from that country, involves adding a prefix and not a suffix. So like a person from California is called a Californian. In these 2 countries, there is a prefix added instead of a suffix. Where are they?
So there are only 2.
Only 2 that I am aware of, yes.
Okay. Kira, does this ring a bell with you?
It doesn't with me. Right away. I'm going to have to think about this.
So. Yeah, me too.
We'll leave it out. That's fine.
Is this because of some strange reason in the language that this could be the case?
You know, it could be, but I don't actually know the exact reasoning. But this is just what they call themselves.
All right.
It probably does have to do with the language, if I had to guess.
And the 2 numbers to join us are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Howdy, it's Tom in California.
Hi, Tom.
Cool, welcome back.
Thank you. Let's see. The cuttlefish, is that maybe like Iceland?
No, wrong part of the world.
Oh, wrong part. Okay. Well, okay, fried ants, is that? I know Nigeria has a big, at least movie producing, is that?
Yeah, no, not according to my list anyway.
Okay, sugared popcorn, is that maybe the Philippines?
No, that's actually a Western country, or a Westernized country, I guess I should say. Oh, Western type of country.
Is the licorice, is that Austria?
It is not. It is Europe, though.
Okay. And then chicken feet, is that maybe China?
That is China, yes.
Yay. That one. And then some other. Is the most shoplifted item, is that a candy bar?
No, it's not a candy bar.
And the directors on Stamps. You have Cecil B. DeMille?
Yes, Cecil B. DeMille is one who's also a producer, but not the producer. Great.
Charlie Chaplin?
No, Charlie Chaplin is not on the list, surprisingly.
He has been on a stamp. Definitely has been on a stamp.
Was he the only person on a stamp? Because that was the list I was working off.
That I can't say for sure, but I can actually guarantee you he's been on a stamp.
All right. Well, I will issue an apology if I was incorrect on that.
He's dead. He won't mind. Buster Keaton?
No, not Buster Keaton.
Buster Keaton has been on a stamp too.
Oh, well, then I'm very concerned about the source of my stamp list, but it was... Ooh. I'll
wait,
do some
was
digging,
your,
Dana.
Is your list of a series? Was it a specific series of stamps, or you're just saying in
no,
all time?
It was a list of people who've been featured on stamps. It's possible that general. I just missed... Okay. I might have just missed somebody, too.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
So, my apologies. I'll give you a bell.
For Gene Kelly, this may be in the same...
No, not Gene Kelly.
Not sure.
I do not have him, I should say.
All right.
Okay, Billy Wilder?
Billy Wilder is on there, yes.
Good.
And then is the other producer, is it Walt Disney?
It is Walt Disney. Good job.
Good.
Okay, that's all I got.
Thank you.
I have. I'll give you, who are the award-winning celebrities who do voiceovers for these TV ads? For Mercedes, Arby's, Kaiser, and McDonald's.
Well, Arby's is Ving Rhames.
That's right.
And Kaiser is Allison Janney.
That's right.
Ooh, that's good.
McDonald's, okay, I don't remember his name. Who's the guy in Reds? He plays the Russian in Reds.
In Reds? The Warren Beatty movie?
Red, singular, right?
Oh, Red.
Red, sorry.
Oh,
my
singular
bad.
Red.
I said the wrong thing. Yeah, the series of movies with like Bruce Willis.
Oh,
the Polish. Oh, okay.
He's the Russian Polish guy in that movie. No, Red.
No. Oh, I didn't see Red. So I couldn't
tell
you.
Not the
Kieslowski. No, those are wonderful. Red is probably the best of the three.
Yes, I agree.
I know who you're thinking of now.
He's
the one on Succession. Brian Cox.
Oh,
Cox, that's it.
Is that the one you're looking for?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, nice. Brian Cox. Yeah.
So who we have? Mercedes.
Yeah, and Mercedes Benz.
Those Mercedes commercials.
That's not
McConaughey's the crazy Lincoln one.
That's what I was going to say too. Is
yeah,
Matthew McConaughey's
yeah.
the Lincoln guy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't even think of a single Mercedes commercial, to be honest.
They did the Zoom Zoom commercials, right? The little kid who whispers Zoom Zoom.
No, that's
Mazda.
Oh, that's Mazda.
I believe.
Okay.
How do we, has this person been on a series? How do we know?
Yes. Yeah. Partly came to fame as a TV series actor, now in movies.
Okay.
Famous in a TV series about advertising that should.
Oh,
get
is it John
so
Hamm?
Yeah.
It is John Hamm.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Thanks for all
and
that.
Bonus question: do you know Brian Cox's catchphrase?
Bada bada.
No, forget
bada.
It. That's not not safe for radio. All right. Thanks. Adios. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, bye, Tom. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We are here every Sunday at 5 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call, 415-841-4134, or toll free, 866-798-8255. Okay, let me see if I can give you a quick question here. What country has the world's largest non-ruling Communist Party? And the Communist Party is also the oldest organized political party in the country, but has never been in power. It's the, what country has the largest non-ruling Communist Party in the world that has never been in power, and it's also the oldest political party in the country?
Angola?
No.
Cambodia?
No. No, those countries have been in power at least at some point. Now, this Communist Party has never been in power in this country, and it is very unlikely ever to be. But it is the largest non-ruling Communist Party in the world. In this country, I should say.
Hmm.
All right, leave it out. Think about it.
It's not the United States, is it?
It's not the United States. Okay. No, not the United States.
That would be something.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Sic Semper Tyrannus. You know what that is?
Yes, it's death to tyrants. Death, yeah. Yes.
Was
that, that's what Jack Ruby said?
That's what Jack Ruby said. He didn't know he knew Latin, right? I'm glad I got a laugh. That's right. No, of course, Jack Ruby said, "You shot my president." That's the bell.
Sic Semper Tyrannus was something with Lincoln's assassination.
Yes,
wasn't
that was.
Yes, that's why I was making a joke.
Yeah.
Like, actually related to that, I was going to say Jack Ruby wanted to impress Jodie Foster. But that's relevant to something that was in the news now because John Hinckley was just
released.
Yeah.
Released or not under whatever. Okay. But what was, now check this out, John Hinckley, what was he charged with?
Was it possession of a drug?
No, John.
You mean when he was actually arrested? Did they get him on some lower charge?
Who am I talking about?
The attempted assassination on Reagan.
Reagan.
Yes. What was the charge against him?
Right.
I'm asking is, was it a lesser charge that they could actually get him on instead of?
No.
Maybe I'm going down the wrong path.
It's so strange to think about. Because you would think attempted assassination. But it got, after the death of James Brady, they changed the charge.
Was it just gun possession?
No.
Or was it murder? Because James Brady ended up dying.
Oh, okay.
Murder, because an autopsy of James Brady, the press secretary, said that his cause of death was actually a result of him being shot in the head. So they revised it.
Makes sense.
Isn't that weird? Mm. Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. What's that?
The wives of Henry VIII.
Yes. Right, and because you mentioned Jane Seymour, who died. Mm-hmm.
Specifically why I mentioned that she died. Because she's the one who died.
But Jane died didn't have her head chopped off. She died.
She's the one who died in childbirth.
Childbirth.
Yeah.
And my last name is Seymour, so I like to say, I was related. Divorced, beheaded, died. And that I wanted to link that to you, Cameron. Are you ready?
Yes.
How were you related to Paul Simon?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I was not aware that I was related to Paul Simon.
You are related. And we went after that when I spoke to you about the meaning of your name, Cameron.
Yes, yes. Which means crooked nose. which I'm so glad we continue to revisit that it means crooked nose. is his middle name Cameron?
No.
Or Shaw?
Simon. It's
Simon
Hebrew.
Is related to Cameron?
Yeah, because the last name Simon is Hebrew, meaning pug-nosed.
Interesting. Okay.
You didn't know? See, you're related to Paul Simon.
I'll take it. I'm happy to be related to him.
In the same way Kira and I are related to Paul Simon. All right.
You want me on
there? Thank you.
I'll hang up, or you got other callers there. I'll let
you go. We should take the other calls.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
And as I said before, we'll say again, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. We're here every Sunday at 5. Feel free to give us a call. We'll take as many calls as we can over the course of the next 10 minutes. Those two numbers are area code 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Anybody have a very short question?
Sure.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. What musical artist was the first person to use a wireless headset while performing?
Kate Bush.
Ah, I knew you would have that.
No.
Good job. Apparently she cobbled it together herself, too.
With coat hangers,
yeah.
I believe.
Oh, my God. All right, Kira, now you can give your short question.
Sure. Eddie Albert appeared as Oliver Wendell Douglas on 3 different sitcoms. What were they?
Well, of course, the incredibly surreal show, The Green Acres.
Correct.
And which Joanne also knew. And he was, I think he was on Petticoat Junction.
He was.
Appeared on Petticoat Junction. Yes.
Yep. That's two.
Is it another from that era, general era?
It is. And from the Green Acres universe.
Okay.
And while you're thinking about that, I will ask the other part of this question, which is that Eddie Albert helped to launch what event, whose first occurrence was in 1970 and which occurs annually on his birthday, which is April 22nd.
I think it's Earth Day. Isn't
it is Earth Day.
Yeah, yeah, he was a big environmentalist.
He sure was.
So, yes. So, okay, Petticoat Junction, Green Acres, and what are we, what's the one we're missing here? He just did a guest star spot or something like that. Right?
That is correct.
Okay. It's okay. Something. Okay.
Is the tongue numbing licorice? Is that Finland?
It is not Finland.
Okay.
Okay. Leave that out.
Yeah.
You could tell us. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ruth from Oakland.
Hi.
I wanted to take a stab at the most shoplifted food.
Yes.
How about meat?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear that. What was it?
Meat.
Oh, meat. M-E-A. Oh, I'm sorry. No, meat, I think, is actually number two or number three, so it's pretty high up there. But it's not meat.
People are always shoplifting meat in the movies. And I had a guess for the sugary popcorn. I would guess that's England.
It is. You're absolutely right about that. Yes. The English, they like sugar on everything and in everything. So there you go.
Exactly. I have a really goofy trivia for you. It's an old jingle. See if you can finish the jingle for me. Let Noxzema cream your face. How does it end?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
Gosh, let me think about that.
I thought you might know it, Dana.
Did you say, let Noxzema cream your face?
Yes, it was very, you know, of the time.
It's not a great jingle.
I remember a lot of those jingles, but not the Noxzema one.
This one was a hoot. Anyway, I'll finish it for you. Let Noxzema cream your face. So the razor don't.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
I know, it's crazy. I know, but it's so of a time. Anyway, thanks for the show, and thanks for broadcasting it earlier in the day.
Oh, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Take care, you guys.
All right, bye-bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hi, Thomas.
So I'm calling about the directors.
Yes.
Is Ernest Lubitsch there?
He is not. He should be,
What about D.W. Griffith?
D.W. Griffith is there, yes.
Very good.
Again, it sounds like my list is slightly faulty, so.
I had another one. Oh, someone got the DeMille thing. Well, what about Leo McCarey?
I'm sorry, I heard a character from The West Wing, but you were talking about somebody else. No, he is not on there.
Frank Capra?
Frank Capra is, yes.
Yes.
George Stevens?
No.
What about William Wyler?
No.
Okay, I give up. Lucas should have been there.
He should have. I agree. Let's see.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Bye-bye.
I think three left on that list.
Three left? Okay. Yes. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. It's Mark from Sausalito.
Hi, Mark.
Hi there. And I know one director who's on a stamp for certain, and that is John Cassavetes.
John Cassavetes, absolutely, yes.
Very good.
And I have to tell you how I know that.
Okay.
It was a pane of 10 stamps. Released in 2003 dedicated to American filmmaking behind the scenes. And one of the stamps on it, the special effects stamp, actually has a picture of me and my work.
Oh.
It's, if you know the special effects stamp, it's a photograph of a sculpture of E.T., and you can see three fingers of my hand doing the sculpture of E.T.
Oh. How cool.
Yeah, very cool. And I was invited to the first day of issue ceremony of the stamp down at the Academy. And I was on stage with a number of people related to the stamp. And one of them was Jenna Rollins, John Cassavetes' widow, who was there, of course, because her husband was on the stamp.
Yeah.
And I got to be up on stage with Jenna Rollins. And she joked, you know, because there's a sort of traditional that a living person is not portrayed on a stamp.
Yeah.
And she joked that three of my fingers are going to have to be cut off because of
that. Well, that's a great story. I love it.
Yes. That's a great claim to fame.
It's one of the greatest unexpected honors of my career.
I hope you bought a lot of those stamps.
Yes.
I have a ton of them, and they actually gave me a framed mounted pane of those stamps as well with a plaque.
Oh,
with a
plaque that's wonderful.
It was just wonderful. I have to add one more thing about movie food since we're talking about movies. I know for a fact because I've had it. Sugared popcorn is also sold in movie theaters in France.
Okay. All right. I'll give you a bell for that.
Okay. Anyway, thank you. I'll leave a little more time. There's not much more, but thanks very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, I think we better start to clean up here. Let's see. Kira, what do we have?
First of all, Joanne guesses Italy, or she says a caller guesses Italy as the largest communist party.
That's a perfectly reasonable guess, but it's not right.
All right. In that case, Jennifer Hudson became an EGOTer. Her Emmy was as a producer for Baba Yaga. And her Grammy, she got two. One was for her album, Jennifer Hudson. and the other was as part of the cast of The Color Purple. Names the same captain wearing ship in The Black Swan and Steve Bonnet's ship in Our Flag Means Death. Those are both The Revenge. And the professional name of an actor with two Oscars, one for acting, the other as a producer, and the birth name of an actor with an Oscar nomination, they are both Michael Douglas. The other Michael Douglas is, of course, Michael Keaton. And finally, Eddie Albert appeared as Oliver Wendell Douglas in The Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. And Cameron.
Okay. The directors that I have outstanding are Oscar Michaud and King Vidor. And let's see, the two countries where the demonym involves adding a prefix are Kiribati and Vanuatu. So in Kiribati, they are called E Kiribati, and they are called Ni Vanuatu in Vanuatu.
Oh, okay. And let's see, what do we have? The country that has the world's largest non-ruling communist party. And it's also the oldest communist party in the country. That's Japan.
Oh.
Japan. The single food item that is most shoplifted in the United States is cheese. Various kinds of cheese. And in what country are these movie theater snacks popular? We have dried cuttlefish. That's South Korea. Fried ants. That's Colombia. Tongue-numbing licorice, although these may be sold in different countries as well. That is the Netherlands, and sardine crackers, Japan. So if we did not get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 5 p.m. My thanks to Kira Pace, technical editor, and of course, Cameron Shaw, who will be back next week, teacher and cinematographer. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Thanks to Joanne Marr for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. And we hope you have a great week. And we also hope you can join us next Sunday at 5. Take care, everybody. Have a great week. Bye-bye.